Hey, welcome to It's Just Life with mother-daughter combo Karen and Gia. In this podcast, we'll chat about the ups and downs of life here on planet Earth. Come along for the ride.
Hey everyone, welcome to the It's Just Life podcast. This is episode number 23, and I'm one of your hosts, Karen, the mom, and this is a mother-daughter combo podcast that we're doing to share some of our thoughts and our insights about life in this crazy world. My daughter Gia and I are both spiritual entrepreneurs trying to put our work out into the world and trying to figure out how to conduct business in a world that's of a bit lower consciousness, and how to be a higher consciousness person doing business with integrity and also just living life in general. So thanks for joining us today.
Hi, everybody. This is Gia, the daughter. And I can't believe we've done 23 episodes. That's awesome.
I know.
We're just rolling along with it. Well, welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, it's great to have you. And if you're back listening to us again, thank you so much. We appreciate all your energy and your presence with us. So what we've been doing lately is at the beginning of our podcast, we talk about something positive going on in the world, because it's easy to, you know, let the media convince you that there's only negative things happening. But I can talk about one positive thing that's going on in my world, which is I recently started I joined a Facebook challenge called the 22-Day Push-Up Challenge. And it's actually a challenge meant to raise awareness for veterans and service members who commit suicide, because there's an average of 22 suicides every day committed by veterans who deal with PTSD and depression after having served in our military. And so this challenge helps raise awareness to that issue. You do 22 push-ups 22 days in a row. And not only are we bringing awareness to this issue that I think most people aren't aware of, but you also get really strong in your body, which is just a great feeling. So that's something I'm participating in right now. If you want to be a part of the challenge, find me on Facebook. My name is Gia George, G-I-A, and George, spelled like the first name. And we'll put a link to my Facebook page in our show notes at itsjustlifepodcast.com. And if you want to participate in the challenge, just write me a message or post on my wall, and I will nominate you if you want to be a part of it, because it's really, really rewarding. And I do feel strongly about spreading awareness about this issue. So anyways, sending my love out there, and I hope you'll partake in it with me.
Yeah, and I've been watching your videos with great interest, and you are amazingly strong. I guess that comes from being a yoga teacher and doing lots of yoga, your upper body.
It definitely helps. I already had quite an advantage.
Yeah, but sadly, I totally support this cause, and I definitely want to raise awareness, but I'm not sure I could do 22 push-ups in a day. That's a lot of push-ups. Every day for 22 days. I can hold the plank pose for quite a long time now.
Maybe you could do your own plank. 22 seconds of plank.
Yeah, maybe I could. Maybe I'll change it to that, since plank pose. But I'm just, when I try to do a push-up, I get down and I can't get back up again. So I'm not, obviously means I need to work on it, right?
Yeah, and it's so empowering when you actually get better. I didn't think I could do 22 in a row, because I usually try to do 10 and then I'm like super tired. But once I just set my mind to it, I was like, nope, I'm doing 22. It's like, okay, I did it. It's wow. Crazy how, you know, you can be your own obstacle. So
at the end of 22 days, man, you're going to be a beast.
Yeah, I'm going to be ripping those push-ups.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, one of the reasons, I totally support this cause. as I've probably mentioned before, and Gia, of course, knows, my own dad committed suicide, and he was a GI in the infantry during World War II. And looking back on my dad and his life, I really feel that he suffered from PTSD after the war and could never talk about it, never got help for it, because no one was really even aware of it at that time after World War II. And so I really believe that that played a role in his suicide. So I kind of count him among the veterans that I saw, you know, who have suffered from the after effects of war. And so while it sounds like, how could this be something positive? Like we're talking about something that's a terrible thing. But the idea is that there's a campaign to raise awareness. And that's what we need. We need to be thinking about it and talking about it so that we can help our veterans feel accepted and help them find whatever support they need when they come home from a battle experience.
Totally. And that's not something I was aware of, that statistic, you know, and I think when you hear that number, it really hits home for you that, wow, I want to spread this awareness and put energy into this improving, you know, our care for our veterans and putting love into this. So, yeah, I think awareness does help heal.
Yeah, for sure. And just the fact that people are writing and talking about suicide is really helpful, because I remember after my dad's death, I couldn't even say the word to anyone. And so I felt like I really had to hide the true cause of my dad's death, because there was so much shame and stigma about suicide itself. And that's just not right. And we live in a world that we can't tolerate that anymore. We have to be open about everything and have everything out in the open so that we can look at it and talk about it and give love to everyone who's suffering in whatever way they are. So anyway, I might try a few push-ups. I might see what I could do, but don't challenge me yet.
Can I nominate you and you'll
give me no choice?
You'll do a combination. Maybe you'll do 2 push-ups and then 22 seconds of plank.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you should nominate me because normally you would, you know. I was going to say, could I do the ice bucket thing instead or no?
The ice bucket's over, Mom.
Okay.
It's over. We're not bringing it back.
All right. Well, go ahead and nominate me because I mean, what kind of wimp would I be if I couldn't even accept the challenge? So, all right.
That's what I'm saying. You're one of the most mentally strong people I've ever met. So I think this whole physical body thing, like, you're just going to rock that.
Well, it will be so good for me. Think of how powerful my arms and shoulders would be after that. So
that's what I'm saying. And your core and your back, the whole thing. Why don't you do them on your knees? You can do it.
And maybe what I'll do, I'll do as many as I can the first day, and then I'll add 1 each day until I get to 20.
Okay, that's a good plan. And I think, you know, they even say, like, just have fun with it, go easy on yourself, do what you can, come up with inventive cheats. Like, if you want to do wall push-ups, 22 wall push-ups, just, like, with your hands on the wall, you know, that could be a good cheat until you get strong enough.
Okay.
So...
All right.
Anywho.
Right, accept the challenge. But anyway,
now
we need to move on to our topic for the day. And our plan is to talk about how to hear guidance when it comes for you, which is a really interesting subject for me and something I've actually been working on lately, is just improving my ability to hear my own guidance. But it's something, Gia, I feel that you are really good at, not only hearing guidance, but listening to it. So I'm excited to learn from you today.
Cool. I'm excited to talk about it. So what we mean by guidance, for anybody who's kind of like, well, what the hell? You know, we all have questions. And whether you believe in a higher power or not, it's like there's things you want to know about your life and about your future and about what things mean and why things happen. And I certainly believe in a higher power. And I really think that the guidance that I need is often from my highest self. My highest soul knows you know, kind of the plan and the journey for my life here. And so when I have all these questions, I'm seeking guidance. I'm seeking some kind of inspiration, some kind of clarity, some kind of wisdom about how to live my life and what everything means. So that's what we mean by receiving guidance. And it's something that, yeah, I feel like I've always been pretty in touch with my guidance, but only recently have understood really how to distinctly know this is my mind talking, this is my ego talking, or this is guidance from a higher, bigger, wiser part of me, or straight from, you know, my God, my own sense of God. So, well, I could get into it, but why don't you first talk about what you've experienced with your guidance, Mom?
Yeah, at looking back on my life, like from the vantage point I have right now at an older age, I can see I've definitely been guided in some of the really big decisions of life. Like I was guided to become a doctor, and I was guided to go to hospice work after my dad died. And it was so clear I had such like powerful knowing in a way that that's what I needed to do. I'm not sure that I understood at the time. I think I wondered, like, is this coming from me, or where is this idea coming from that I need to be a doctor? But all I knew is I can't refuse this. It's so powerful. It's what I will do. And so I do think partly because of my training in science and medicine, I tried to hold on to a very rational perspective of life. And so each time I would get some sort of an intuitive hit or some sort of guidance, I would try to explain that away as, oh, that's just something my mind thought of. Oh, I must have read about that somewhere. Now my mind is recalling it, and that's why that came to me the way it did. I would try to explain it away. And yet at the same time, I was developing a belief that there is guidance available to us. So on the one hand, I'd be asking for guidance, but then on the other hand, I'd be denying that the guidance I was getting really was guidance, because I kept thinking guidance is going to be something enormous, you know, like a piano is going to fall on top of my head. It's going to be so powerful and so huge that I will just see it instantly and clearly, and I will know that's guidance that came to me. So I think for a number of years, because I kind of defined what guidance should look like for myself, I was missing a lot of guidance that I was being given all the time. I was asking for it and receiving it, but I didn't even know I was receiving it.
I think that's such an important thing to point out, is that guidance is not always bundled in this massive package. In fact, we receive guidance every single day in the smallest and most menial ways. But what we need to realize is that these little nudges of smaller guidance are actually the keys that open the doors to the big stuff. And so if we're willing to use these keys, these little nudges of guidance, to go in the right direction, and if we really trust that and follow that, it does lead to bigger results. But it's just a matter of kind of tuning in to the little quiet small nudges and learning what that feels like. What does the energy of guidance feel like, as opposed to the energy of your mind worrying about something or planning something? And so it can be kind of like fun and playful, like, ooh, it's kind of just unlocking this like playful inner child spirit in you. And it's kind of a game. It's like, oh, I got excited about, going to this coffee shop today. I wonder why. I'm going to go find out. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to go find out about this nudge I got to go to that coffee shop. And then when I got there, I noticed somebody who looked familiar and started chatting with them. And I got a nudge to ask them if they needed help with something. And that turned into a job. That's actually a true story that happened to me. I ended up working for this guy who I just randomly talked to at the coffee shop. And so these little nudges lead us to the bigger results that we're looking for. But if we're always looking for like a huge, you know, earth-shattering, mind-blowing type of guidance, it's probably not going to come until it's a little too late. Like sometimes the universe will give us little nudges along the way. And if we're not hearing it and we're not receiving it, sometimes something big needs to happen. And sometimes it's something unfavorable, uncomfortable, and shocking that needs to happen in order to wake us up and be like, yeah, here's your guidance. I tried to tell you 1,000 times with little sweet nudges. You couldn't hear it, so here you go.
Yeah, I would say the way I used to be would be I get the little nudge like, oh, I want to go to this coffee shop right now. But my rational mind would take over and say, not now. I'm waiting for some guidance to come, so I need to sit here and wait for that. I can't go to the coffee shop. I would miss the point over and over again of like, oh, just go to the coffee shop. Like, just do the small thing. Just listen to the small thing. Stop waiting for the huge, miraculous, you know, mind-blowing event that's going to prove to you that this was some sort of guidance.
Yeah, because in truth, we never know when that miracle is coming. And so it could be that by following the smallest little universal nudge that you get today, you're on your way to the next humongous miracle, and we just don't know, which is part of the fun and part of the mystery. And so what I've learned about following my own guidance is, first of all, it feels a certain way in your body. And so when you start to tap into your guidance, you notice that intuitive guidance from your higher self tends to feel like it's coming from deeper inside of you than like straight in your mind. That might sound kind of abstract to you, like the energy of where thoughts come from or where voices within you come from. But when you start to play around with it, you'll notice a difference. Like, notice how it feels when you're in your mind worried about something. It almost feels like static electricity in your mind, like this really kind of harsh type of energy, right? These worries, and it's very much cerebral. It's in your head space. And when you get some really awesome, juicy, exciting guidance, I usually feel it deeper, like this calm, peaceful, soothing energy in my heart or in my belly, in my gut, like somewhere deeper in my body that feels a lot more peaceful and calm and real. And the other thing about it is that there's no question about it. When guidance comes, it has a certain strength of just knowing, inner knowing, and you almost can't deny it. You can deny it, actually, mentally, but it's so different than the musings of your mind. When the mind comes up with something, it'll have a lot of uncertainty about it. Like, oh, I wonder if this is going to happen. Like, maybe this, you know, you're kind of imagining things. There's a lot of, like, uncertainty, but there's a certain depth of clarity. It's like the light bulb going off when you get guidance, and it's just this inner knowing, and it comes from a peaceful place. It's almost like a well of water within you, and it has that watery quality to it, if any of that makes sense to you. It has the energy of just water, of this smooth and peaceful and tranquil inner knowing, and it's clear and it's simple. It's usually like a one statement or like a one just inner knowing, one fact, like do this, go. And I like using that word. Like last night that just came to me, that it's clarity. It's the clarity that comes to you when the light bulb goes off and it's like, bing, there it is. I get it now and I feel it in my gut. I know it. That is true to me. That's kind of how I've been receiving guidance lately.
Wow, I love that. And I wanted to ask you if you ever, as part of the guidance, do you ever actually see, like, in your mind a little vision? Because, so this is something weird. The other day I was driving by in my neighborhood and saw a sign that there's going to be a farmer's market today in my neighborhood. And instantly I got a vision of myself being at the market buying peaches. And it was full of like joy, like somehow like I was at the market and I was just joyous and I was buying peaches and it was full of light, this little picture that flashed in my head. And suddenly I thought, I need to go to the farmer's market today. I haven't been there yet because we're recording the podcast, but I'm thinking, I think I'm going to go later. But do you ever have that where there's this little vision pops in your head too?
Totally. I mean, that comes to me less because for whatever reason, I'm not as much of a sort of visually tapped in spiritual person. I'm a lot more auditory since I write and channel music. And so I hear voices a lot more than I see things, but that's absolutely real and true. And I know a lot of people who I've listened to get guidance as visuals. Like they'll just, and I think you've talked about that a lot in the past too. Like you'll have a flash of an image or a visual, or just, it's almost like watching a movie in your mind of like, oh wow. Like either that's going to happen and I see myself there, or that signifies something that I can learn from in this moment. And I know you're really big with dreams too, Mom. Like you have a ton of really guided and insightful dreams that totally come from your higher self. And so for you, maybe visual cues are a lot more helpful for you with your guidance. And for me, I'm very physical. I definitely feel a lot of emotion in my body. And so I can tap into the feeling of guidance. I feel it in my gut. I feel it in my heart. And also hearing guidance as auditory words. And so any of those things could be guidance. So it's good to get to know yourself and find out how guidance comes to you. You know, what is it about your spiritual and physical makeup that helps you receive this high vibrational energy and inspiration the easiest? So for me, it's a little bit more feeling in my body and hearing guidance. And for Mom, it's a little bit more visual, which is really cool.
Yeah. And one thing that I've become aware of is that I really need to allow space for the guidance to come to me, because when there are times when I keep my mind so occupied, I'm so, you know, constantly just jumping from one thought to another and so busy that I don't even allow space for the guidance to get through. And that's one reason why I'm not receiving it very well, because my circuits are all jammed up because I'm filling my head with so much that the guidance can't come to me. So I'm learning how to just have spaces in my day and times when I quiet down and when I'm calmer and I take a moment out, you know, and go sit outside or do something relaxing for a few moments so that I can actually hear the undercurrent, you know, hear the quiet voices that are whispering to me underneath it all.
Yeah, that is so important. I'm glad you pointed that out because, you know, some people who don't believe in miracles, like, you know, they say, like, if you don't believe in miracles, well, definitely no miracles are going to happen to you then, you know, because it's a very self-fulfilling prophecy. And although spirit and the universe are constantly giving us nudges of guidance, we always have free will to choose what to do. And so, and spirit will never, you know, try to mess with that. We are always given free will, and it's always important for us to make choices. So for anybody who's really skeptical about this guidance or this intuition, just know that you might be receiving guidance all the time and be denying it because you have the right to. You have the choice to. And it can be your choice to busy yourself all the time, you know, kind of like you're saying, Mom, constantly working on things, having projects, having to-do lists, constantly go, 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 you know, in that go, go, go energy. So that there is no space to receive guidance. And if it ever comes, you can shut it down. You know, plenty of people do shut down the guidance when it comes. And so if you want to see more miracles come into your life, if you want to have more intuitive vision and intuitive inspiration, then you simply need to allow and create space for it. And then also believe in it and be willing to go for it. And be willing to trust it. And when you get that intuitive hit to go to that particular store that day, just because it sounds playful and light and fun, go for it and see what happens. Because if you choose not to believe in it, you're choosing only to see proof that it isn't real. And when you choose to believe in it and you choose to open up to it, there is a humongous world, a universe full of awesome, cool synchronicities that can happen to you. And suddenly you find yourself seeing it. You see yourself, you feel your guidance, and you follow it, and you realize, wow, like there is a lot more to to this life than just these tangible things that I control with my mind. And so for anybody who's skeptical, you are choosing with free will to ignore your guidance, and that's totally okay. You have the right to. But just know that it is your choice, and at any point, you can choose to quiet down within, ask for any guidance at any time, and see what happens with curiosity and with openness.
I love that. And I wanted to add just a slightly different take on it, that lately there have been times when I have seemingly made a mistake, like taken the wrong turn when I'm on the way someplace, or forgotten something, or left something behind that I thought I needed to have. And by keeping my mind open in those circumstances, especially like when driving and finally like, oh, I can't believe I'm on this road. I was supposed to do that. I was supposed to turn off there and I forgot and I missed my turn off. But instead of being upset about that situation, keeping my mind open, like, oh, well, let's see what kind of little miracle or, you know, little nudge I might get by being here on this road instead of the one I thought I would be on. And, so many times it's turned out that I end up finding something or seeing something that I never would have even experienced if I hadn't made that wrong turn. And so it's taught me to not ever really judge too harshly the little mistakes I make, but to even take those as a part of my guidance in a way, like, oh, you know what? Like, maybe it was meant to be that I missed that turnoff and here I am on this road, but here I'm discovering something that I wouldn't have known about otherwise.
Yes, that is so true. And I'm really glad you said that, because there are no mistakes. There are only really interesting occurrences and synchronicities. And it reminded me again that it's so important when you're asking for guidance to detach from the answer and to not be, don't have expectations for how the guidance will come to you, because that can kind of get your mind wrapped up in it, and then it becomes less clear what the guidance is saying to you. So when you need guidance, you know, and you kind of ask the universe or your higher self or your angels, whatever you believe in, maybe you need help with a certain situation and you ask for guidance, it's so important to then completely let go of how the guidance shows up for you. Because I think it's important to trust it will always show up. The guidance will always be there. It's just that you might not know how. It might be surprising how the guidance comes. Sometimes the guidance comes in, I took a wrong turn and now I'm lost and I'm going to be late for my meeting and I'm pissed. You know, it's like, it's kind of like, how is that guidance? Like, that's not cool at all. But like you said, Mom, when you're open-minded about it, you'll start to notice the interesting little miracles that come along the way and the little nudges that, oh, this synchronistic thing happened. You know, this synchronicity happened because of that. And when you let go of how the answer comes to you, it can come in a lot clearer of a way where there's a lot more, you'll be very aware that this is the guidance coming for you when you're not so attached to how it looks. Because that's kind of what I think when we miss, like when we're praying and we want our answers prayers answered a certain way, we miss the answers when we're attached to how it's going to look. So it's like, okay, like the answer came, but you missed it because you thought it was going to be a certain way and it wasn't. So being really open, really curious, and flexible is the best way to start tapping into your guidance and knowing that, like, there's a mystery out there that we can never quite figure out. And it's okay to not know exactly, you know, why your guidance is even saying what it's saying. But to trust it and have faith in it is extremely powerful, and you'll be safe, you'll be guided, and everything, all is well, as long as you let go and you trust in your heart that you are being guided.
And know that it may take a long time. It might be weeks or months or even years before you actually end up seeing the outcome of the guidance that you were given. So you have to be willing to just be patient and suspend everything and trust your guidance and follow it, and then know, like, but I might not ever understand why that guidance was given to me or what it was about. I might not know that for a long time. It might not be clear. Mm. But be willing to live in that space of, like, but what the heck? I'm following it. I'm listening to it. And I'm willing to trust that there's a reason behind this, and wait until it becomes apparent to me what that was.
Totally. And like, what that made me just think of is, like, maybe the answer to your prayer, the answer to your question, is like a 20-year process. Like, the answer requires 20 years to figure out, but it doesn't mean that there's no guidance today. It's like, it's still, there's still a little piece that we can give you today. And you know what that piece is? Make some tea. Take a nap. Like, that's what you get today. You know, you're always, I think it's so important to remember, you're always guided. You're always loved. You're always safe. It's just that some answers can't be processed and can't be understood all at once, and you need time, but you're given what you need today. You're always given that little nudge that you can handle today. And it's not always satisfying. It's not always what you want to hear, but it's there for you when you need it, and it's going to come to you little by little, piece by piece, until someday you look back and you realize, holy shit, that prayer was answered. That question was answered. I understand now, and I can see why it took 20 years for that prayer, that specific question, to be answered. And along the way, I was guided, and along the way, there were little pieces given to me. And so we kind of just have to soften and relax into that process and that journey, and know that while we may not have the full answer and the full understanding right now, we are also never alone. We are also never abandoned. There's always a little hint of something, a little love for us today. So we just have to open our hearts and tap into that.
Oh, that's so true. And if ever we're in a place where we can't feel it, we don't perceive the love that surrounds us, it's just a sign that we're shut down and we're blocking it. We're blocking out what's there for us. And so that's a sign that we need to figure out, how can I love myself enough to open up again and start to receive everything the universe is providing to me, all the love that's out there waiting for me?
Yes. So true. Like, the doorway back in touch with your guidance is through loving yourself and being kind to yourself. And the universe and God and your angels and your highest self only want that love for you. And so when you feel like, you know, the world's not being so kind to you, and the universe is just hitting you with all of this, like, really upsetting, frustrating stuff, really difficult challenges in life, it's not that you are not loved. You know, you are loved by the universe. It's just that the doorway to feel that love again and to feel that loving guidance and presence in your life is to first love yourself. That's how we shift our energy, get back into our hearts and our bodies, let go and just absorb the emotion of the moment in order to then be able to receive guidance once again, because that love is always there for you, no matter how it's packaged, no matter how your life looks. And the only way to get back in touch with the guidance and the love of God and of the universe is to love yourself.
And I
so
feel
thank
like
you for that, Mom.
I feel like so many times in our conversations here on this podcast, we end up at that same point. We come back to that point of talking about, you just need to love yourself. And so I guess I would say, if there's one message that Gia and I have for everyone listening out there, first of all, is that we love you boundlessly. Like, that's why we're doing this, so we can send our love out into the world. But that, if anything, we hope that what you can learn from us is how to love yourself just a little bit better every single day.
Absolutely. That's what this journey is all about, you know, and no matter what happens every day, no matter you know, what mistakes are made in your mind, you know, what seems like a mistake or what frustrations happen. It's always just a cue. It's just a reminder to come back into your heart and just feel the innocence of a child within you and embrace yourself, because this is not an easy earth to live on, not an easy life. So you're doing so great. We love you so much, and you deserve all the love in the world. So give it to yourself first.
Yeah, and as you go through this next week until we're together again on the next podcast, just keep that in mind. Remember how much you're loved, and remember to show that love to yourself. Give yourself a big hug, and love yourself exactly as you are for this next week.
Yes, write us a comment, write us a review so that more people can enjoy our podcast. And if you have any questions, you can always send us a message. We'd love to address it. And stay connected with us. You can find us on Facebook or on our websites and our email list. So we look forward to connecting with you more.
Yeah, check out our show notes at itsjustlifepodcast.com, and you'll find links to all of two websites, Facebook, etc., on the show notes. And until next week, we'll say goodbye and take care.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to It's Just Life podcast. Be sure to tune in to our weekly episodes, share them with your friends, and leave us a comment. Until next time, remember, it's just life.